Chapter 7 Thingamy and Bob. Early one morning at the beginning of August, Thingamy and Bob arrived in Moomin Valley. Thingamy wore a red hat, and Bob carried a huge suitcase. Their journey was long, and they were tired. They rested for a while near the top of the mountain and looked down over the valley. They could see Moomin House and smoke.
"Smoke," said Thingamy. "I'm hungry." "Folk means smooed," said Bob.
And they walked down the mountain, talking in their strange language, until they arrived at the Moomin House. Just then, Moomin Mama opened the window and shouted, "Coffee!" This frightened Thingamy and Bob, and they jumped through the open doors of the potato cellar.
"Oh," said Moomin Mama, "I think that two mice just ran into the cellar. Sniff, take them some milk."
Then she saw Thingamy and Bob's suitcase.
"Oh, they've brought a suitcase. I think that they want to stay," thought Moomin Mama.
"Moomin Papa," she shouted, "please make two more very, very small beds."
Thingamy and Bob stayed in the cellar and hid in a pile of potatoes.
"I can fell smooth," said Thingamy. "I'm hungry." "Quiet, someone's coming," said Bob.
Then the cellar door opened and Sniff stood at the top of the stairs. He had a lamp in one paw and a small plate of milk in his other paw.
"Hi, where are you?" he shouted. "Do you want some milk?"
Thingamy and Bob did not say anything.
"I'm not going to stand here all day," said Sniff angrily. "Silly old mice."
Thingamy and Bob did not like this.
"You're a milly old souse," they replied.
"Oh, they speak a foreign language," thought Sniff. "I will tell Moomin Mama."
He locked the cellar door and ran into the kitchen.
"Well, did they like the milk?" asked Moomin Mama.
"They talk in a foreign language," said Sniff. "I can't understand them."
"What's the language like?" asked Moomin Troll.
"You're a milly old souse," said Sniff.
"Oh, this is going to be difficult. How will I ask them anything?" said Moomin Mama.
"We'll soon learn their language," said Moomin Troll. "It sounds easy."
"I think that I understand it," said the Hemulin.
"Milly old souse means silly old mouse. I don't think that they like Sniff."
Sniff's face went red.
"Well, if you're that clever, you can go and talk to them," he said.
So the Hemulin went to the top of the cellar stairs.
"Welcome to Hoomin Mouse," he cried in a kind voice.
Thingamy and Bob looked up from the potato pile.
"Mere's some hilk," said the Hemulin,
and he showed them the small plate of milk. Thingamy and Bob ran up the cellar stairs and into the living room. Sniff looked at them. They were much smaller than he was, and he felt kinder.
"Hello," he said very slowly, like they were small children. "It's nice to meet you."
"Thanks. It's nice to meet you too," said Thingamy. "Did I fell smooth?" asked Bob.
"What are they saying now?" asked Moomin Mama.
"They can smell food. They're hungry," said the Hemulin. "But I still don't think that they like Sniff very much."
Sniff's face went red again, and he walked angrily out of the room.
"Won't worry about him.
He's often like that, said the Hemulin.
Come and have some coffee, said Moomin Mama, and she took Thingamy and Bob into the kitchen. Thingamy and Bob decided to stay at Moomin House. They did not make much noise. Most of the time they held hands, and they always kept their suitcase with them. But when the evening arrived on their first day, they got very worried. They ran up and down the stairs many times, and then they hid under the living room carpet.
What's the matter with them? Asked Moomin Mama.
What's the matter? The Hemulin asked.
The Groak is coming, said Bob.
Groak? Who's that? Asked the Hemulin, feeling a bit frightened.
She's Tig and Bearable, said Bob. Lock all the doors.
The Hemulin ran to Moomin Mama and told her the terrible news.
A big and terrible Groak is coming here, he said. We must lock all the doors tonight.
Oh dear, said Moomin Mama. But I don't think that we have any keys. We only have a key for the cellar.
She went to talk to Moomin Papa.
We must get ready, said Moomin Papa. A large Groak might be dangerous. I will put an alarm clock in the living room. If anyone comes into the house, it will start ringing. Now, go and find things to fight with. Thingamy and Bob can sleep under my bed.
But Thingamy and Bob were already hiding in a cupboard. Moomin Papa went into the garden to get his gun. It was getting dark outside, and the wind was blowing through the trees.
Maybe the Groak is hiding behind a bush, he thought,
and he walked more quickly.
We must leave the light on all night, he said,
when he arrived back in the house. He pushed the sofa in front of the door.
And Snufkin, you must sleep in the house tonight. Now, let's go to bed.
It was very exciting. There was a lot of noise from everyone while they went to their rooms. Then everything became quiet. It was midnight. Then it was 1 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, Sniff woke up feeling hungry. He got out of bed and went downstairs, but he forgot about the alarm clock and walked straight past it. The alarm clock started ringing very loudly. Everybody woke up and ran downstairs with stones, spades, and knives.
Where's the Groak?
Asked Moomin Troll.
Oh, it was only me, said Sniff. I was hungry. I forgot about Thingamy and Bob's silly Groak.
Suddenly, the Hemulin said,
Quiet! Did you hear that?
There's something outside.
I'm sure that it's only a mouse, said Moomin Troll. I'll open the door and look.
Moomin Troll pushed the sofa to the side and opened the door. And there was the Groak. She sat, without moving, at the bottom of the steps and looked at them with her big, round eyes. The Groak was not very big, and she did not look very dangerous. But they felt that she was very bad and that she could wait there forever. And that was terrible. Nobody did anything. The Groak sat there for a while, and then she left.
But look, the ground was now ice.
Moomin Papa closed the door.
Hemulin, he said, go and check that Thingamy and Bob are okay.
The Hemulin went to see Thingamy and Bob. He opened the cupboard door and looked in.
Has she gone?
asked Thingamy.
Yes, she's gone. It's okay. You can sleep again now, replied the Hemulin.
Thingamy and Bob pulled the suitcase nearer to them and went to sleep again.
Can we go to bed again now? Asked Moomin Mama.
Yes, Mother, said Moomin Troll. Snufkin and I will stay downstairs.
Moomin Troll and Snufkin sat in the living room until morning, but they did not see the Groke again that night.